You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Change is in the wind at Māori Television with the announcement yesterday that Chief Executive Paula Maxwell will leave the station. Maxwell resigned 3 years into his five-year contract, citing changing family and business circumstances, ending a reign which has been plagued by controversy and internal tension. Maxwell's tenure as CEO of Māori Television was met with opposition from the start, with staff setting up a petition in opposition to his appointment, saying he was too close to then-chairperson Georgina Te Huhu. Then, in 2015, two receptionists were sacked because their te reo was not up to scratch, while it is alleged Maxwell spent $40,000 refurbishing his office. There has also been an exodus of high-profile staff under his watch, including Carol Hirschfeld, Mihi Forbes, Julian Wilcox and Annabelle Lee. To review Paula Maxwell's time at Māori Television and discuss what next for the station, I spoke with Māori political commentator and blogger Morgan Godfrey, and I began by asking him, was Maxwell pushed out of the job?
I'm not entirely sure. He was on his own station. He was on Māori Television yesterday saying that he had resigned for personal reasons, but his appointment was always controversial, and he was never going to have it easy. Because when he started, not only were politicians, you know, questioning his appointment and questioning his relationship with certain board members, but the staff of Māori Television had organised a petition against his appointment. So I think people were suspicious from the very beginning, and with a start like that, this is possibly the only end point that you can imagine as a resignation.
There had been, as you say, internal tension for quite some time, and the word is that he'd lost the support of the board and many of the staff. Was this kind of inevitable, do you think?
I think so. I don't think it was ever going to work, given the tensions that had emerged when the appointment process was underway, because you had leaks and you had politicians coming out and, you know, very openly criticising not only the process but part of Maxwell's history at TVNZ and indeed his style as a person. So I think with that kind of beginning, I don't think it ever boded very well for the station and for his tenure as the CEO.
And he's courted controversy ever since his arrival. I mean, there was the Mihi Narangi Forbes clothes scandal, the redundancy of two receptionists who couldn't speak te reo, and also several high-profile staff left under his reign. Has he been good for Māori TV?
I think the station has not only lost viewers but lost relevance over the last 2 years or the 2 years that he's been in the job. You know, the station, Māori Television, used to play a fairly large part in New Zealand's national life. You know, it was the chief broadcaster on Anzac Day, the best broadcaster for Māori stories, and the only broadcaster regularly playing international documentaries. And I think over Paula Maxwell's time, they've lost that role, and it's up to the next CEO to rebuild. And, you know, on top of that, it was also losing people like executives like Carol Hirschfeld and Julian Wilcox left, senior producers and presenters like Annabelle Lee and Mihi Forbes left. You mentioned the two receptionists who were fired because their te reo Māori wasn't up to scratch. And Maxwell himself had spent $40,000 refurbishing his own office, you know, an extravagance the station couldn't afford as it was losing those viewers and losing that relevance.
And under his watch, current affairs seems to have taken a hit. I mean, when you look at the people who left, there were some big names that left.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the way he had managed current affairs on the station. So he had restructured, so current affairs became part of the programming department rather than its own separate news department as it was under the previous CEO. And there was also controversy over explicit editorial interventions. So on the last Native Affairs show in 2014, Honi Harawira was uninvited from the show after the producers had extended the invite. Honi alleged that Paula Maxwell had come in over the top and rescinded the invitation. So that kind of thing, I think, has led to the decline of current affairs at the station, to the point where Native Affairs, you know, no one watches it anymore, and it's lost the power to shape Māori affairs like it used to.
Do you think the campaign will then start to bring sort of Mihi Narangi Forbes and Annabelle Lee back?
I don't know if people will be explicitly campaigning for it. I think a lot of people would hope to see many of the people who had left return, especially the likes of Julian Wilcox, who had applied for the CEO's job, but didn't get it in the end, obviously. So I think there are quite a few people who would like to see him back. They'd like to see Carol Hirschfeld back controlling programming. They'd like to see people like Annabelle Lee and Mickey Forbes back producing and presenting Native Affairs. And not only that, but a lot of people left Takaya, the news show. You know, you even had people down at the floor manager level who were leaving the station. So there were, a lot of talent has gone, and it would be good if a lot of that talent returned.
Where to now for Māori Television? Do you think Paola Maxwell leaving will mean more attention is put back into news and current affairs?
I guess it depends on who the next CEO is. They've been kind of hamstrung by this decision to leave their Newmarket office and head out to the former Pumpkin Patch building in South Auckland, which for a television station doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. You know, for a children's retailer, it might make a little bit of sense to have your head office and distribution centre out in South Auckland. But for a television station, I'm not too sure that it does. Is it next to the major transport nodes? It's not close to TV3. TV3 is where Māori Television actually took a lot of its cameramen, its presenters, its journalists. So there was a very close relationship there. And you have to question, well, what happens to it now that physical proximity is no longer there?
How important is it that Māori Television is leading the way when it comes to both Māori news and journalism in New Zealand?
I think it's the only outlet where you can unapologetically present a Māori view of the world or a Māori understanding of the world. You know, you've got Te Karere and Marae on TVNZ, but they're often, you know, shunted onto Sunday morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon where people are still at work, and often filtered through a TVNZ lens, I think. Whereas on Māori Television, you know, if you watch Māori Television, it's completely different to anything else that you see on TV or that you see in the rest of the media, and that they're telling stories in a way that I think a lot of New Zealanders simply wouldn't recognise but should. So I think Māori Television has a huge role to play.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.